Rabbi Isai, with the Hakdoma we had on Thursday, is it off over there? Shkoyach. We can now understand a lot of the rest of the Sipurim that happened here. Why Klal Yisrael Chayiv Kliya? We find Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael Chayiv Kliya, the whole generation was Chayiv Misa. Gemara asked a question. Gemara Megillah. Neiman is Chayiv Yisrael Shebo Yisrael Ador Kliya. Why were we Chayiv Kliya? The Gemara gives different terutzim. One teretz is Mnei Shishtachvu Letzelem. And that the Gemara goes back and forth on. The other teretz that the Gemara gave, actually before that, Neishenenu Misudoso Yishaloise Rosh. Because they benefited from the Suda of Achashverosh. Because of that, Chayiv Kliya, Shtikl Pliya, what's Pshat in that? Nenu Misudoso Yishaloise Rosh. Shal is what Averi did they even do? So they went to the party of Achashverosh. What party did they even do? Actually, according to one man, Dama, the bartender was Mordechai. I'm sure everyone remembers that from the Gemara Megillah. According to one man, Dama, in the Gemara, one of the bartenders was Mordechai, Homan and Mordechai. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, in a safer time in the Kroh, he says a Gevaldik Chiddush. He says, I talk, and Mordechai was the one who told him not to go. He said, don't go to the party. So why, according to this man, Doma, was he a bartender there? So Chaim says he wanted to be Matzal Kreisel from Yayin Nesach. Once they were there, he wanted to at least save them from Yayin Nesach. Which is a klal gadol in Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshel. Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a whole tshuva on this, that theoretically it's possible for you to help somebody do an Avera. And not only are you not being over Lifnei Yivel, if you wouldn't help them to do Avera, you'd be over Lifnei Yivel. What's the case? Shlomo Zalman is talking about a different seer where somebody asked a Mishaila. He was inviting a government official in Eretz Yisrael, a secular government official, to his house. He wanted to know, could he offer him food? Guy's not going to wash, doesn't make a bracha. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're not allowed to give food to somebody who doesn't make a bruch. You're not allowed to give bread to somebody who doesn't wash. So Shulchan Aruch, so this guy, this fellow, asked of Shlomo Zalman, L'chore, Alpidin, not allowed to do it. So Shlomo Zalman told him he could do it. Could give the guy. But not only told him he could, he said, interesting. He said that the Torah doesn't say lifnei yivel loisitein avera. The Torah says lifnei yivel loisitein michshol. You shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of an evil. So just for an example, if you see a guy is walking, he's about to walk off a cliff. He's a blind guy. He's about to walk off a cliff. The cliff is 1,000 feet. So if he walks off the cliff, you're too far to protect him, but you have a long stick. You could stick the stick out, he'll flop on the stick, and then he won't fall off the cliff. Would you say that the pshat is that you're allowed to put a michshol in order to save him from getting killed? Is that the way you would say it? Is that what you would say? I know you're a London, so I know you're going to say it differently. So how would you say it? Why is it okay to do? Huh? It's not a michshel. It's not pshat. I could make a small michshel to save him from a big michshel. It's not a michshel. I'm saving the guy. This is saving the guy. So it's not a stumbling block. The biggest stumbling block would be to let him walk off the cliff. So kum techos now, even though I tripped him, that's not called stumbling him. I didn't stumble him. I stopped him from going off the cliff. Zokter Shlomo Zalman. Let's say you have a guy, he's about to do an Isser Chomer. He's about to eat Chaylev, Chayiv Koras. And you have a piece of Nevela. And the only way to get him not to eat the Chaylev is you switch the portion. So you're giving him Nevela. That's not Lufnehiva, that's Mutel. That's not Lufnehiva. I gave him a piece of pig. Yeah. But you gave him a piece of pig, you saved him from eating a piece of chalev, so come to Christ, that wasn't a michshul. That's not a chefz of a michshul. That's the yisod of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he says, lifnei evil, he's eating the michshul, you always have to take a step back and say, l'maisa, what's worse or better for this guy? So he says, if you're going to invite a secular person to your house, who's a shtikla tinik shenishba, right? We want him to feel better about fumiyin. And now you're not going to offer him food. You're going to make him hate Torah and hate Bnei Torah, hate Fumayin. This is the way they treat a person. A chosh of a dignitary walks in your house, you don't offer him a drink. He says, come to Chosh, you're being merachakim. So, it would be lefnei evil l'dvor Rav Shlomo Zalman not to give him a drink. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he says, and he has a raya from Rav Kivega. Because in Kivega Paskins in Yeridea, in halachas of Makiv and Nikiv, where the halachas you're not allowed to take your payas off, and there's a lav to on the person who's doing it. It's a lav on the Makiv, the person who's cutting the payas off. There's a lav on the Nikiv who's getting the payas cut off. A woman doesn't have this issue. A woman doesn't have not an issue Makiv, not an issue Nikiv. Right? Kivega says, what happens? A guy walks into a barbershop. He's going to have his payas knocked off. There's a woman. The woman could do it. Kivega says the woman should do it. Because that way she'll save the Isra, the Nikir from being from having the Isra of Makif too. By her doing it, she's saving the Isra of Makif. Kivega says not listening. Zokin Shlomo Zalman, that's what this Kivega is saying. Kivega is saying is that you could theoretically give somebody an Isser, if by you giving them an Isser, you're saving them from an Isser Mochamur, then that's not Lefnei Evil. That's what comes out. So Lemaisid, Reb Chaim Knievsky Shlita, says the same thing. Even on Mordechai Shreit Chavakayim, don't go to the Suda Vachashverish. Now I want to go. Lamaisa, once they were going, he poured the wine, so it should be Ayin Esach. As if I state of Shlomo Zalman, Reb Chaim. That's what Chaim Knievsky learned. But the bottom line is, so what was the Isser exactly? The Suda Vachashverish. The wine was kosher. The wine had Mordechai HaTzadik Zashkocha. Kosher. What Isser did they have? What was the Aveira? If you look at Shulchan Aruch, there's a Isser the Rabbanon to go to a Mesibah Shel Akum, to go to a party of Goyim. It's even a shaila what it applies to. It says you're not allowed to go to a chasana. If a Goy marries off his child, you're not allowed to go to the chasana. It's called Mesibah Shel Akum. You're not supposed to do it. Some of you probably remember from the daf. Shalom, you probably remember this from the daf. The Besomim Shel Avid is all. I mean, Mesibah Shel Akum. Yeah, the Tzvei Magidei Shiur. Yeah? So Rabbi Nachmanel there talks about it. He tells through this shaila, Mesibah Shel Akum. But the bottom line is, it's not a big avera. You're not chayiv misa. So Mordechai said, don't go to the suda. Not chayiv misa for such a thing. So what's the pshat? The pshat, the way you have to learn here is like this. Obviously, the chet wasn't going to the party. That chet was a small chet. Maybe in this is the Rabbanon. So what was the big chet? The chet was what it represented. What did it represent? Why did they go to the party? Why did they go to the party? One of the most haflodik of Shachs, Mamish HaPshat, Koinish HaPshat, he said in the Megillah, is on the Gemara in Chul Daf Kuf Lamed Es. The Gemara says, Remez Lamor Tchai Minat Torah Minayin? Remez Lamor Minat Torah Minayin? Hamino Eitz. Remez l'mordchai min ha-Torah. Shemen ha-Mishchit says mori dochi. Right? The Targum on by Shemen ha-Mishchit is mori dochi. So that's a mocker for Mordechai min ha-Torah. We found it's a cute Targum. So the obvious question is, hold on, we understand. Hamino Eitz, that refers to the whole, you know, it's a Mordechai Kamaisu with Rabbi Yankov and Rabbi Aaron. Rabbi Aaron, when Rabbi Aaron said the Shtickle Torah was with the whole Fanem, Rabbi Yankov, everything he said was very possible. He spoke very simply. He had to, Rabbi Aaron, you saw you're dealing with a Goyim. Rabbi Yankov would talk edel, very quiet, very, no pizzazz. So the Maisa was that Rabbi Aaron Kotler once came up with a chap, Hamino Eitz, famous pshat from Rabbi Aaron. Why is Hamina Eitz a riot to Haman? Because who's Haman? Haman had everything. The Achashverosh gave Haman everything. The only thing he didn't have is one Alti doesn't bow down to him. Okay, so get yourself a life. So one Jew is not bowing down. So for that, it's all. What does Haman say? V'chol zeh inenu shoyveli. The whole thing is worthless. Not worth that. The whole thing garnished. Zokt, so Rabbi Aaron Kotler said, that's the remez. All the Marishan had everything. Mikol Eitz Agon, he was in Gan Eden. He had everything he wanted. Hashem told him, one tree, don't eat from that tree, Hamino Eitz. That tree, but he had to eat that tree. That one. That's the remez lohaman minatar. So Rabbi Aaron was so excited, he came running over to Bianca. He said, "Rosh Hashiva, what's it pshat? Hamino Eitz." And Bianca, in his classical way, went, "Azevi zeim mitgivent zefriden, ertach eichem mitgivent zefriden." The same mystical term, but Rabbi Yankov style. "Azevi zeim eichem." That was Rabbi Yankov. I once heard from the shores, one of the shores, that Rabbi Yankov, whenever he gave shir, he used to, the shir sounded very poshut. Every shir sounded very simple. So one day, the Bachman didn't like it. They wanted, you know, a shir, a knakadik a shir. One day they come into shir. Rabbi Yankov is throwing, gewaldik, all the achroinim. The boys were in Gan Eden. So after the shir, they came over to him to tell him if he could do this more often. Give them like, you know. So as they're coming over to me after shir, he looks at me, he goes, "Ich weiß, der Oilem hat tainis. You have tainis on me. I gave such a shir today, a bissel like a cholent of stuff." He said, "I had a chasna last night, I couldn't prepare, so I just said, was mizokt in the sugya." That was without preparing. But Mordechai is a pella in Ganson. Mori Dochi was after the. So listen to Rav Shach's kohenis. Zokt Rav Shach, there's a law in the Torah not to make over the Shemen HaMishcha. You're not allowed to make Shemen HaMishcha, right? You know there's a law like that, right? You're not allowed to make over the Shemen HaMishcha Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make the exact recipe that they had in Beis HaMikdash. What's the kasha? It's impossible. The Gemara says in Hoirius and in Croesus that there was more spices in the oil than the oil could even be absorbed. All the oil should have gotten absorbed into the spices. It was a mess. There was a mess that those 12 lug, of oil, that means if you went into your kitchen and you tried to make such a mixture, the oil would get completely absorbed. If you took 12 lug of oil and you mixed it with this amount of spices, be gone. The Gemara says the whole thing was a miracle. The fact that the oil lasted, the fact that it's l'derosov, Fekrev Shach, how could there be a lav to make the exact recipe? It doesn't work. Yechayev Koros. Rachman al-Uslan, if somebody makes that recipe, he's Chayev Koros. Fekrev Shach, what do you mean? If it doesn't work, it's a miracle. Zokt Rav Shach Voshteido. That just like Hashem will make a miracle for somebody who wants to Makayim a mitzvah, Amolde could be a miracle to do an Avera too, if that's the way you choose. B'derech shodom roitzelelech melichen oisa. There could be a nest pulling you in the wrong direction. And Rav Nissen Gaon says the same idea of all these Gemaras with Baskel, A Baskel went out and said the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara says, ain't mashkichim the Baskel. So why did the Baskel say it for? The Gemara doesn't say they were hallucinating. There was no Baskel. There was a Baskel. So if the halacha is not like the Baskel, why did the Baskel go out? You know what the Sengoyen says? Lenasei say so. The Baskel went out to test them. That don't listen to the Baskel. Listen to the Torah. Don't listen to what it looks like. The way things look like. Zok Rav Shach. All of a sudden, Achashverosh, the Russia, the biggest Russia in the world, decides he's making a tremendous party. He's inviting everybody, and special for the Jews, making a special table, kosher food, yayin kosher, lasses kirtzonish v'ish. So what did it look like? Everything looked like it made sense to go to this party. You have a king, the most powerful king in the world. He's making a party for the Jews also. He's accommodating the Jews. You're going to blow it. Imagine if no Jews show up. Imagine the king made a party. He accommodated all the Jews, most powerful person in the world, and they don't show up to the party. Right? What's going to be? So that's why everybody said we should go. Mordechai said, even when things look a certain way, we do what we're supposed to do. What was the makor to Mordechai? Shemen HaMishcha. That's Rav Shach's word. Mori Dochi. From Shemen HaMishcha, you see that just like there could be a miracle pulling you in the right direction, there could be a miracle pulling you in the wrong direction. That's the Remez L'Mordechai Min HaTorah Minay. That's the makor for Mordechai. So the emes is when Kleisel went to the party, what they really were doing was saying is, we know it's wrong. Mordechai said we shouldn't go. It's wrong. But we got to do what we got to do. The king, we got to keep a relationship. This is what makes sense to do. So they were reliving, the way we explained the whole Amole comes, Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu imayim. That's where Amole comes from. When you think everything, the world runs through its regular course of nature. So with the door of Achashverosh, that was the chet. Where did you see it? Nenu misudel seishalaisu. They went to the Suda. It could be, that's why the Lashon we use also is Nenu. Why do we use a Lashon? Nenu misudel seishalaisu rosh. So I happen to have another pshat in that. Meaning, what does it say? They ate. What's Nenu? Nenu misudos shalach Achashverosh. Say they went there. Right? So I have another pshat, maybe at the end of the Megillah, I'll tell you another pshat in that, why the Gemara is such a losha. But the way I'm telling you now, it's very simple. They went to the Suda Achashverosh because they thought they're going to benefit from it. They thought by going there, they're going to gain something. That was the chet. The chet was knowing that the right thing to do is this, but we're going to do the other thing because that's going to help us. That means denying the Hashgacha Prati of the Rabbanu Shalom. And that was the chet of the Suda. It wasn't going to the Suda. It was the motivation of what made them go to the Suda.